The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say I am?" Simon Peter replied, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And now I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be considered bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be considered loosed in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. When Paul's head was cut off, it bounced three times down the slope, and in each place it bounced, a fountain sprang up. That's why the place is called the Three Fountains, or Tre Fontane. And you can still see these fountains today, just outside Rome. Peter was put to death in a very different way. Because Paul was a Roman citizen, he could not be killed with just one blow of a sword. Peter was crucified. He asked not to be crucified in the same way as Jesus, but upside down. He was crucified on Vatican Hill. At the back of the hill there was a cemetery, and they allowed Christians to be buried in the poorest section. St. Peter's Basilica was built over that place where Peter was buried. In the middle of the last century, they began to dig down and they found Peter's grave. They knew it must be Peter's grave because it was surrounded by thousands of tombs, all pointing towards his. And on the walls of the tomb were written graffiti from the 1st and 2nd century saying, "Peter, pray for us." The story of Peter and Paul should encourage us because they both showed it was possible to change their ways. Paul was a Jew who persecuted Christians, and he was one of those who murdered Stephen, the first Christian martyr, but then he had a conversion. Saul, as he was then called, was riding to Damascus when he was suddenly surrounded by light. He fell from his horse and heard a voice say, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" "Who are you?" he cried out. "I am Jesus of Nazareth," replied the voice, "and you are persecuting me." Saul then found he couldn't see, so Jesus sent him to a man called Ananias, who restored his sight. Paul became a Christian, and he changed his name to Paul and gave the rest of his life preaching about Jesus, even though he could have got killed for it. Peter, on the other hand, had denied Jesus three times. There's something mysterious about the number three that links these two men. Three times Peter denied that he knew Jesus, and Jesus had been taken away. And Peter was asked by three different women, "Are you one of his disciples?" Three times he denied it, and after the third time, the cock crew and Jesus had prophesied that would happen. But Jesus forgave Peter. Jesus understood that any of us can be frightened. In this story, we hear Jesus giving Peter a second chance. Three times, there it is again, Jesus asks, "Do you love me?" And three times Peter assures him that he does. Three times Jesus tells him to look after his sheep. This Peter does. He joins Paul in Rome. They both devote the rest of their lives to telling people who Jesus of Nazareth was. And so it is the Catholic Church took root in Europe, and from Europe it spread to every continent. We hear today celebrating the Eucharist because they had the courage to tell people who Jesus was. Even though they were likely to be killed for it, they had the courage of their conviction and kept preaching the Christian message. By dying in a heroic way, they gave the most powerful of witnesses to their belief in Christ. And so, what is the moral of today's feast? If ever we feel we lack the courage to admit we're Christian, we should remember Peter and Paul and ask them to pray for us.